Well, unfortunately, I think gold and silver are going to fall in the short term yet even more, and I'll tell you why. But they will explode in the medium term here for reasons that I think also will become obvious. Welcome to this analysis. I'm Mike Adams, and you know, I've been very public about what I paid for silver, for example, and you know, I made two large purchases of silver in the last, I don't know, year or so, year and a half, whatever. The earlier one was $30, and then the latest one was $76. And I follow my own advice. When I purchase silver, I take physical delivery, not in my own hands in this case, but I have it stored and vaulted and stacked, but it's allocated in my name with our trusted partners at Battalion Metals that I'll tell you about, which is also my sponsor in the metal space. But their vaults are very trustworthy and they're outside the banking system. So they're not subjected to regulatory pressures from, you know, the FDIC or whoever in Washington, D.C. But when you have physical possession, then you don't need to worry so much about the dollar valuation. What matters is how many ounces you have. How many ounces? This is about stacking ounces of gold and silver as a means of protecting your assets and being able to transition into whatever system comes next, or being able to trade metals for land or vehicles or ammo or whatever you need to purchase something that's big. Gold and silver will be the way to do that, especially as dollar devaluation accelerates and inflation, you know, obviously gets a lot worse. Here's the thing. A lot of people, though, they buy gold and silver on margin, and they play in the paper markets, which I have never advocated. You've never heard me say, you know, buy a gold ETF and, you know, leverage it 10 to 1, because that's insane. Those people are getting hurt badly by the price volatility. But the people who have the physical gold and silver are not being hurt at all, really, because they still have the same number of ounces. So as long as you have the same number of ounces, you know, you're doing fine. And you can simply add to that dollar cost averaging into it over time, whether the dollar price of gold and silver are high or low. If you're dollar cost averaging into it, then you're going to do very well over time. Obviously, because the Fed is going to continue to print dollars. the Treasury is going to continue to borrow. Like, that is never ending until the collapse. One day, this whole system will, of course, collapse. And that may not be that far off. Who knows? And when that day comes, it's the people who hold the paper contracts or the dollars themselves, you know, the fiat currency. Those are the people that will be the worst off. While those who have metal will be sitting on real physical assets that have real value in the real world. So my overall message today is, yeah, I see gold dropping. I see silver dropping. I recently interviewed Andy Shechtman, who explained what's happening. And it looks to him, and I concur with this, like there's still a lot of market paper manipulation taking place, both in the West and outside the United States, so that the central banks of the world, especially China and others, and also wealthy people connected to Trump, etc., can acquire a massive amount of physical metal at a deep, deep discount. And this is all in preparation for a strong change in policy, which will allow the pricing of metals to run. There'll be a day where the market manipulations cease and the metals are allowed to run to achieve their organic, natural valuation. Why? Because that benefits the U.S. and China both, however, in different ways. Scott Bessent seems to be pushing us towards a gold revaluation, which would, for every roughly $4,000 of gold's value, that would create about $1 trillion of free money for the U.S. Treasury, which the Treasury could use to buy back some of its own debt and thus potentially reduce yields on the 10-year. But also in China, they're gearing up to be able to announce a partially gold-backed settlement currency system, or maybe currency is the wrong word, but a settlement system, a payment system between participating nations who can settle trade in a non-dollar currency that is backed, at least in part, by gold. So before that day comes, when gold is allowed to just run free and find its natural price, of course, all of these countries and central banks and wealthy people in the know, of course, they want the price to remain artificially suppressed so they can keep buying it, so they can keep stacking physical gold. That's what you and I should be doing. Take advantage of this, because one day, probably fairly soon, we're going to look back at this and think, man, remember when gold was only, you know, 4,000? And now what is it? You know, like, now it's 8,000 or 10,000 or whatever it's going to go to. Who knows? But 4,000 is going to be seen as a bargain. Just like, what, 4 years ago, 2,000 was the price. Now that's seen as a bargain. And I remember when gold crossed 2,000, that was in 2022, I believe. Yeah. Right when Russia first launched its military operation against Ukraine, gold went over $2,000 an ounce. And I remember thinking, gosh, I don't know if I should pay that much. You know, 2,000, man, that seems like a lot. Wish I had bought more then, huh? Because look at it now. And even though there's volatility, it's clearly trending higher and higher. And of course, China is ending the paper market manipulation in the retail space on gold and silver. That's happening right now. And China is expanding the Shanghai Gold Exchange operations and the gold storage facility in Hong Kong, getting ready for a massive amount of global trade. Why are they doing that? Because they know what's coming. They know that there's a day coming. I don't know. Let's call it G Day, you know, like not D Day, but G Day for gold. There's a G Day coming where the manipulation ends and the price is allowed to rise to its normal organic price, you know, actual price discovery. And when that happens, then you're going to see countries revaluing or backing settlement currencies with gold and benefiting from the higher price at that point. And that's when China will probably announce, like, hey, we've got 30,000 tons of gold that we didn't tell you about, you know, wink, wink, been secretly acquiring this for 20 years. And now we have an audit and we have the most gold in the world. So you can trust our settlement currency. That day is coming too. That's going to be a very interesting day. All right. So in the meantime, do your own research. Obviously, I'm not your investment advisor. And there's risk that gold and silver could go down in dollars, which is why I do not advocate any kind of leverage bets. I don't encourage you to be a commodities trader unless that's your profession, in which case you know more than I do about that. I'm just saying, in the long run, gold and silver will outperform all fiat currencies because the fiat currency printing will never stop. So keep stacking, keep acquiring. Do your own research, of course. Make sure that it's appropriate for your investment goals. Make sure you understand the dollar risk that exists. And make sure that you keep your gold and silver safe. And if you want to use Battalion Metals, which is our sponsor and also co-founded by Tucker Carlson, and these are the folks I've been working with for 7 years now, I believe it is, you can reach them through our affiliate link, metalswithmike.com. And if you use metalswithmike.com, and if you make a purchase, use discount code RANGER. It'll give us a very small credit at no additional cost to you, and they will eliminate the shipping insurance fee for you. So you'll save money. We'll get a little bit of credit. It's not much because there's almost no margin in this. It'll help support us. It'll get you a better deal, and you'll be supporting trusted gold and silver retailers who don't play games. They don't run, you know, shenanigans and overpriced garbage. They are high integrity. They are trustworthy. Otherwise, Tucker wouldn't be involved with them, nor would I. These are the folks that will treat you right. They are pro-liberty. They are pro-honest money. They are pro, you know, independent sovereignty. and they can help you make it through the chaos that's coming. So check them out again, metalswithmike.com, and thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, and you can find all of my videos at brightvideos.com and my articles at naturalnews.com. So thank you for listening. Take care.
Right now, more than ever, it's critical to eliminate counterparty risk. That's my belief, and don't take this as financial advice because I'm not your financial advisor, but when you want physical gold and silver in your hands or vaulted, professionally vaulted, insured, high security vault, et cetera, that eliminates that counterparty risk, which I think is an extreme risk right now. I think banks are going to fail and we're going to have bank bail-ins. The currency is failing every day, you know, kind of little by little because of all the money printing and the valuation erosion that's accelerating. Also because of what's happening in the Middle East, more and more countries are agreeing to sell oil in currencies other than the dollar. And the only way that treasury yields are kept low is by the Fed printing money and buying our own debt because there aren't enough international buyers to buy our debt anymore. So our country is like a snake eating its own tail financially. It's buying its own debt, and this is going to end badly. And when it does, in my opinion, those who hold dollars, even in bank accounts or in the stock market or whatever, they're going to be devastated by the losses. Gold and silver are the best way, in my opinion, to preserve your assets and make it through the coming storm. And the best place to get gold and silver is a company I've been working with, the original founders of the group, for 6 or 7 years now. Today it's called Battalion Metals, and you can reach them at metalswithmike.com. And the reason it's called Battalion Metals now is because they did a joint venture with Tucker Carlson. So Tucker Carlson is the co-founder of Battalion Metals. It's the same group I've worked with for years. And let me tell you about these people. They are pro-freedom, pro-liberty, pro-Ron Paul type of people. They respect your privacy. They understand the importance of your security, your privacy, and the importance of giving you gold and silver at the best possible competitive prices. So there's no bait and switch. There's no, you know, rigging. There's no weird coins like, here, have this 1.5 ounce thing that nobody knows what it is. They don't play games. Otherwise, I wouldn't promote them. This is the same company, metalswithmike.com, Battalion Metals. This is the same group that I recommend to my family, to my friends, and that I use myself. And I stack gold and silver every month, just a certain amount every month, and I have it vaulted with their vaults because I know I can trust them because they're professionals. They're high integrity people. They're not fly by night. They are the kind of people that you can trust. Again, otherwise I wouldn't even be associated with them. So when you want to get gold and silver in your hands and eliminate that counterparty risk, this is the way to do it. Just go to metalswithmike.com. You can see the prices right there online in real time at Battalion Metals, or you can schedule a call with them. Just use this button right here, schedule a call. And they are trustworthy, high integrity, knowledgeable people who can help you devise a strategy that's suitable for you. Just remember, I'm not your financial advisor. I can't give you an investment strategy personalized for you. You need to do that yourself with your own advisors. You can talk with Battalion Metals and they can help give you a lot of information and some planning as well. But make the best decision for you. And you're going to make it through this. You'll make it through the storm, even as other people lose the value of their dollars or their other investments. Gold and silver will make it through. And right now, in my opinion, gold and silver are still at an incredible buying opportunity in terms of price compared to where they're going to be represented in dollars in the near future. That's my opinion. Do your own research. Do what's best for you. And check it all out at metalswithmike.com. So thanks for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. God bless you all. Take care.